If churches are not required legally to accommodate those who struggle with Asperger's, does that mean that they are also off the hook biblically? I want to invite you to stay tuned as we talk about this topic. Hey guys, welcome to this week's Grace and Truth. I'm a grateful gospel-centered disciple of Jesus Christ who struggles yet perseveres, and my name is Dave. Hope and pray that you're doing well. There's something that you may or may not have heard about called the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990. The ADA 1990 was designed by the United States to ensure that anyone with a learning difference or physical challenge would be protected from discrimination and to ensure that they have a right to work. It has helped some companies nationwide, but the problem is that even with this breakthrough, there's still much more to be done. I'll give a few examples. I'm sorry to say that due to separation of church and state, churches are exempt from the ADA 1990. Now let me pause for a moment and ask you this. Just because we are not required legally to accommodate those with learning and physical challenges, does that also mean that we are off the hook biblically? No, I don't think we are. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28 to go and make disciples of all nations, and that also includes people from all types of backgrounds and challenges too, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We are commanded to make disciples regardless of where someone is at. It's challenging enough to minister to those involved in social justice and other types of human rights causes. How is it any different when it comes to mental and physical challenges? Further, if you read the book of John, Jesus sees a blind man from birth. He made it clear that it wasn't because he sinned or that his parents sinned, but that the works of God would be shown in him. Now, I want to give another example. I learned in a recent CBS News article that 80% of people who struggle with Asperger's are unemployed. That is a frightening statistic. Even as I'm very fortunate to be a full-time file clerk for the state, I grieve for my people. We need to find a way to shrink that statistic and to provide hope to those struggling with Asperger's who are unemployed. And my hope and prayer is that they can find hope like I did through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And I want to extend that invitation to any of you who are listening who struggle with Asperger's. Simply pray this prayer if you've come to that point where you really, really need Jesus as your Savior and that you can't do this alone. I know it's going to be hard because I've been there too. I've had this thought of, oh, I can take care of myself. I don't need anybody. Really? I can tell you from experience, I needed Christ more than I thought. And if that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus Christ, I know that I am a sinner. I recognize that I cannot do this alone. Please come into my life as my Lord and Savior. I accept who you are and what you did for me on the cross. Thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're going to do in my life in the future. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Feel free to contact me on my website, chewmadenew.com, for more information and how you can come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I can also give you guys further resources that can help you in your walk as well. If you were encouraged by today's program or know someone who would benefit from this encouragement, share it with someone. If you're listening on iTunes, you can go to my website, chewmadenew.com/podcast, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/gracetruthdc to go directly onto the Blog Talk Radio page and share it on social media. Grace and Truth is a ministry of the Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness Movement, which exists to help anyone who struggles with Asperger Syndrome to find hope and freedom through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We recommend healthy churches that will welcome them in while holding firm to the gospel without compromise. For more information, go to chewmadenew.com/GCAM. That's chew, C-H-E-W, madenew.com/GCAAM. And do you know someone who's hurting and needs hope? Perhaps you're listening to this program and need hope. Well, regardless, check out my testimony from Celebrate Recovery on YouTube. And if you were encouraged by it and learned something from it, please share it with others. And don't forget to use the hashtag Gospel-Centered Autism Awareness whenever you do so. You can find my testimony on YouTube as Celebrate Recovery Testimony Dave Chu, or you can go to chumadenew.com and click on the button that says, click here to watch my testimony. Until next time, peace out and God bless. Cincos!